Alex Einhorn is a certified laughter yoga instructor. Good morning to you, Alex.
Good morning, Mary.
I know there are probably some people out in the audience laughing in disbelief at all of this, but the research is in that laughter really makes a difference physiologically.
Well, indeed. There are a lot of studies that actually do show all the health benefits of laughter cardiovascularly, neurologically. When it comes to controlling blood pressure, depression is a very major.
How does it work, though? Why does it have that effect on the body?
Well, laughter is a very aerobic activity. It engages every single organ system. You breathe in and out, like there's a pranayama in yoga where you breathe in and out very rapidly. So it's very much like laughter. You get a lot of air in. It constricts the diaphragm. It exercises the muscles. And when you're done, the muscles do relax.
And how does that impact on something like your immune system?
There are studies that do show that laughter increases the production of killer T cells, for example. It increases the production of endorphins, which in turn turn the immune response on.
I was looking just then at the pictures of some of your students in the yoga class. When people come in the first time, are they a little bit doubtful or cynical about whether this is going to work?
Some are, but generally when people wind up in our yoga class or laughter yoga class, they're ready. They're looking for something to help them.
And they keep coming back time and time again?
Usually they'll come for a few times, then they'll disappear, then they'll come again. But we have regulars that have been coming for years.
I noticed some of the older people who use it as cardiovascular exercise. How effective is it for something like that?
It's very effective. University of Stanford did a study which actually showed that 1 minute of laughter is equivalent to about 6 to 10 minutes on the treadmill.
Really?
Indeed.
Like that gentleman said, he was going to go laugh and then take a nap. It can be exhausting.
It can be.
And also in that piece that we just saw, it can be fake laugh. Right? You can fake it and still have positive results?
Indeed. It's been found that physiologically the body does not recognize the difference between simulated laughter and spontaneous laughter. Even when you smile or pretend to smile, you still start producing endorphins.
So I know you're not a doctor, you're a yoga instructor, but what takeaway value is there in all of this for people at home?
Well, I'm actually a doctor, so I do this with patients.
And not a medical doctor,
yeah, right?
Right.
But what people take away is a tool. And a tool that allows them to use the gift that we all have naturally is the gift of laughter.
Start laughing. I knew it. Alex Einhorn, thank you very much.